欢迎参加华能国际2011年第一季度业绩报告电话会议。今天会议的主持人是韩峰先生，在演讲结束后将留有提问时间。下面有请主持人开始发言，谢谢。
谢谢各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好。谨代表华能国际电力股份有限公司，欢迎各位出席公司2011年第一季度业绩发布电话会议。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Hua Neng Power International Holding Corporation, I would like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first quarter result announcement of 2011 of the company. 在发布会开始前，请允许我简单介绍一下出席开始会议的公司管理层。Now, may I introduce the management representing the company today? 他们分别是公司副总经理范夏夏先生。The Vice President of Company, Mr. Fan Xiaxia. 范总你好。
大家好。
公司副总经理兼公司兼董事会秘书武碧泉先生。The Vice President of the Company and Secretary to the Board, Mr. 武碧泉。武总你好。
大家好。
公司副总经理林伟杰先生。The Vice President of the Company, Mr. 林伟杰。林总你好。
大家好。
公司总会计师周辉女士。The Chief Accountant of the Company, Mr. 周辉。周总你好。
你好，大家好。
公司总工程师赵婷先生。Chief Engineer of the Company, Mr. 赵婷。赵总你好。
你好，大家好。
公司总经济师高树林先生。The Chief Economist of the Company, Mr. 高树林。高总你好。
大家好。
还有公司副总工程师何勇先生。 Deputy Chief Engineer of the Company, Mr. 何勇。上总会先为我们回顾2011年第一季度的业绩表现，接下来是那个问答的时间。 First of all, Mr. Fan, we will review the business performance for the first quarter of 2011 result, followed by Q&A session.现在有请公司副总经理范夏夏先生介绍公司的业绩表现。May we have the honor to invite the Vice President of the Company, Mr. 范夏夏, to present the business review. 范总有请。
好，各位先生们大家好。
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon.
欢迎大家参加华能国际的电话会议。
Welcome to the 10-hour conference call.
昨天公司刚刚公布了今年第一季度的经营业绩，按照中国会计准则计算，2011年第一季度，公司实现合并营业收入304亿元人民币，同比增长24.9%。
Yesterday we released our first quarter results of 2011. Under the PRC accounting principles, the company realized consolidated operating revenues of 30.40 billion RMB, increasing by 24.90% year on year.
归属于本公司股东的净利润2.26亿人民币，同比下降76.25%。
And consolidated net profit attributable to shareholders of the company amounted to 226 million RMB, decreasing by 76.25% year on year.
公司境内各运行电厂累计完成发电量754.31亿千瓦时。
The total domestic power generation of the company was 75.431 billion kilowatt hours.
同比增加28.77%。
And increasing by 28.77% year on year.
今年第一季度，公司电量收入均比2010年同期有不同程度的增长，但由于燃料价格的上涨，使得公司净利润同比大幅下降。
For the first quarter this year, the power generation and operating revenue of the company increased over the same period last year, but the net profit decreased a lot due to the increase of fuel price.
二季度以来，我们看到电力市场继续保持较高的增长水平。
Since the second quarter of this year, we can see that the power market, is in a good kind of growth.
煤炭价格也趋于稳定。
Now, so the coal price tends to be in a stable way.
电价也将得到一定幅度的提升。
And the tariff level is going to be adjusted up.
公司将加强市场营销。
And the company is going to focus in work on the marketing.
努力提高发电量水平。
And trying to increase our power generation.
巩固和扩大市场份额。
And consolidate and expand our market share.
同时，我们将针对资金链持续收紧的形势。
And also, according to the tight situation of the money market,
公司将一方面控制投资规模。
And the company will on the one hand to control the investment scale.
另一方面，我们还要重点的积极推进一些效益好的项目，能够有序的发展。
And on the other hand, we're going to develop some good projects with considerable return level.
我简短先讲这些。下面的时间呢，我和我的同事们愿意来回答各位的提问。谢谢大家。
And this is a brief introduction to our first quarter results. Next, we come to the Q&A, and we'll glad to answer your questions. Thank you.
谢谢范总的介绍。接下来是问答时间。欢迎各位提问，您可以在提问前告诉我们你所属的机构及姓名，有请第一条问题。
Thank you Mr. Fan. Here we come to the Q&A session. Please state your name and your organization before question raised. May I invite the first question please?
大家好，下面是提问环节，如需提问请在话机上按星一键等号，点星号键赞一，谢谢。大家好，下面是提问环节，如需提问请在话机上按星一键等候，点星号键赞一，谢谢。第一位提问的是来自中信证券的吴飞，吴飞，您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，各位管理层大家好，我是中信证券的吴飞，想请教一下还是关于煤炭的一个问题，那么介绍一下一个我们煤炭的一个同比增长的一个情况，以及我们整个那个煤炭的一个占比情况，包括合同煤和市场煤的一个情况，然后另外的话就是说前一阶段来讲的话，发改委对于整个煤价的一个上涨还做了一些的就是对合同煤还做了一些这个指导，风口的一些指导，那么从这方面来讲的话，因为整个我记得在10年的会议上那个管理层介绍过，就是我们的合同煤大概涨了20块钱每吨，中煤合同煤这边，那么说如果这个发改委的一个政策得以执行的话，那么能否这个这20块钱每吨的价格会在后续的一些季度里面得到一个那个缓解，谢谢。
I'm from CITSDS. I have two questions. The first is, could you provide us information about the coal price increasing rate for the first quarter of this year, and also the contract and spot coal percentage? And the second one is, we know that the NDRC has released some restriction measures on the coal price, especially on the contract coal price, and also the management of the company has talk about the situation of the contract coal in 2011, and we note that you have a 20 RMB per ton increase for the contract coal price for the whole year of 2010. So if the NDRC restriction measures could be implemented strictly, is there any possible for your company to have some kind of release of this increasing the coal price?
好，我是林伟杰，我回答你这个问题。一季度呢，这个煤炭跟去年一季度同比的涨幅呢是在9.4%。合同煤和市场煤的比例是这样的，就是重点合同煤占整个采购煤量的69%。刚才讲到这个
2010年发布业绩时候说到的涨20块，目前这个数是没有没错的，这个还是这个数是对的。
For the first quarter of this year, our coal price increased totally 9.4% year on year, and about 69% of our coal purchased from the contract. And also, for your question of 20 RMB per ton increase, said by the whole year of 2010, this is in that figure. Currently, there's no change.
关于发改委今年年初对于加强这个煤炭行业的这个价格管理，对送检合同这个要求不涨价这个说法，发改委一直在强调。
For the NDRC's restrictions said earlier this year that the coal price should not increase, especially for the contract coal. Currently, there's no change in this policy.
目前国家发改委也正在检查和落实他们的这个意见的执行情况。
Currently, the NRC is also checking the implementation for these restriction measures.
但是呢，目前这个由于市场的煤价跟重点合同煤价相比还是差价比较大。
Currently, because of the big gap difference between the spot market price and the contract coal price.
所以呢这个供煤方呢有更大的动力去销售这个市场的煤，造成这个重点合同的兑现率偏低。
So the suppliers tend to sell their coal brought in the spot market. So currently, the contract coal honor rate is decreased.
以后续的重点煤的兑现情况会执行到怎么样？我们现在还难以估计。
So currently, there is uncertainty in the contract coal fulfillment rate.
我们希望后续在执行国家政策以后有个比较好的前景。
And we hope that national policy in terms of this could be implemented quickly.
好，我回答完毕。
能否具体介绍一下我们市场煤和那个合同煤以及这个标煤均价的一个具体情况？谢谢。
Do you provide the details of your price in terms of the contract and also the standard coal price?
一到三月份的这个重点合同煤价呢，我们是569.28。
Now for the contract coal price, for the first quarter of this year, it was 569.28 RMB
per ton. 而市场煤价呢是672.42。
And 672.42 RMB per ton for spot market price.
上述讲的全是原煤的价格。
And this price is in terms of the natural coal.
好，谢谢管理层。
下一位提问者是来自招商银行招商证券的彭玄刚。彭玄刚，您可以提问了，谢谢。
能听到吗？喂？
喂，能听到。
各位领导你们好，我是招商证券的彭玄刚。还想就跟进问一下刚才有关那个煤价的问题啊，就是咱们刚才介绍说煤价平均涨的是9.4%，重点合同煤是涨了20块钱，那个市场煤其实20块钱一吨，这个值应该也就是4%左右吧，那么市场煤应该涨就非常大的了，我不知道这样理解
吗？刚才有一句话，这个信号不太好，听不太清楚，你陈述一遍。
就是刚才管理层介绍了，我们的一季度的煤价是涨了9.4%，然后重点合同煤是说涨了20块钱每吨，那么重点合同煤呢？这个20块钱每吨相当于就是 4%、3%这种水平上，那么相当于是市场没涨的这个幅度很大。如果按照各占50%的话，那那个就是要涨10%几了，就市场要涨10%几。我不知道这样理解对不对。
Well, I have a following question about the coal price. Right now, you talk about your coal price the first quarter increased 9.4% year on year, and also your contract coal price increased 29 yuan per ton. That means your spot market price increased a lot. Is that possible, or is there any reason?
这个理解呢是市场煤的涨幅跟这个冻结煤它是涨了20块钱的是标煤的价格，所以呢它对应的是9.4%啊，这是首先确认这个数，这个是对的。那么刚才讲到市场煤跟冻结煤是50:50，我们刚才已经说了这个比重是69%和31%，这个就冻结合同的这个兑现的情况是这样的。所以呢这个
for your question about the coal price, that is, the contract price is surely increased 29 yuan per ton, and also the increasing rate is 9.4% year on year, but this is in terms of the standard coal.
但是呢这个我们的全口径的采购煤量来看，这个冻结煤只占了41.9%。
The average our contract coal is only amounted about 41% of our total consumption.
好。
喂，林总，刚才就是说，您介绍的是煤价是涨了20块钱每吨标煤是吧？
对。
那这个标煤20块钱每吨对应的不是应该不是9.4%。
你说的是这是冻结合同不是9.4%，冻结合同的是6.4%。我刚才说的20块钱呢是总体的，那总体整个涨的是6.4%。
刚才是
9.4%。Well, in terms of our standard coal price, in average, totally, it increased about 6.4% year on year.
好，谢谢林总。就是我想问一下，就是咱们去年的这个合同煤的价格是一季度的合同煤的价格是多少？然后市场煤的价格是多少？因为您刚才把今年的这个已经说了。
Could you please provide us information about the contract coal price in 2010 and in the first quarter of 2010?
去年的冻结煤的合同价格呢是一季度啊是568.03，市场煤是648.67。
For the first quarter of 2010, our contract coal price was 568.039 per ton, and the spot market price was 648.679 per ton.
好，谢谢林总。然后还有另外一个问题，就是这个从区域来看啊，就是哪个区域的煤价涨的幅度更大一些，哪个区域相对来讲比较稳定。
Well, also, the question in terms of the coal price, you provide us information about the whether which region in which region your coal price increased a lot, and in which region coal price in a stable way.
从目前的一季度情况看呢，从区域来看，应该是跟去年一季度同口来对比，是华东地区和山东地区涨的比较高一些。
For the first quarter of this year compared to that of last year, currently we can see that in the central part of China and in the Shandong province, the coal price increased a lot.
好，谢谢林总。然后还有一个有关电价的问题，就是我们最近看到有些报道，就是说从四月十号开始，已经有一些地区这个电价是上调了。那么从咱们对咱们公司的影响来看，这个对于提高收入，然后提升业绩，这个影响明显不明显？谢谢。
We also have questions in terms of the tariffs. Currently, according to some media reports, that since the 10th in April, some regions tariff level has been adjusted up. Could you provide us the impact in terms of the tariff adjustment?
这个问题呢，由我来回答。我是高树林。根据国家电价的主管部门这个有关电价调整的意见。那么电价的上调呢，分了两个时间段，一部分呢是在2010年1月1号，还有一部分呢从2011年的4月10号，两部分来执行。那么这次的电价调整呢，幅度不是很多，是个别省在这个亏损电超过 70% 的这样的火电，另外呢就是利用小时高于5000小时以上的这样的部分地区做了部分调整，所以对公司的影响呢，公司有六个地区这个进行了这样的一些调整，那么应该说对公司的整体的经营还是有一定的向好的作用，但是这个具体的影响呢，因为现在还在和各省的电价主管部门和有关的电网公司进行具体落实，所以具体的数字目前还没有测出。
Well, according to the regulatory fact that since there are two parts of this tariff adjustment, one is the tariff adjusted since the first in January in 2010, and the second is the tariff will be adjusted since the 10th in April in 2011. But this time the tariff adjustment is magnitude is small. And also, the tariff adjustment is done in some provinces which have 70% power plant making loss and also have utilization hours more than 5,000 hours. In terms of the impact on our company, we have our power plant in 6 provinces in terms of the tariff adjustment, and in total, we believe that this is good for us, but currently there's no detail for this impact.
好，谢谢高总。然后还有一个问题，就是我们最近了解到像江苏浙江这些地方利用小时提升的还是挺高的，那么从咱们公司的这些电厂分布来看，中部沿海地区分布的这个电厂相对来讲也比较多，那么这个其实利用小时提升对咱们公司的业绩应该是有比较明显的提升作用的，那么为什么这个就是咱们的业绩还是下降的比较多，这个是主要就是因为煤价的这个原因吗，还是有其他的原因？谢谢。
And also, we can say that in Jiangsu and Zhejiang province, there were a great increase in the utilization hours for the first quarter of this year. And also we know that your power plants are mostly located in the coastal regions. So we believe that the utilization hours increase will improve your profitability. But why is that your profit and your have increased in the first quarter? Is that the sole reason for coal or is there any reason?
这个公司在这个上述提出的这个问题啊，这几个地区像浙江啊、上海、广东、江苏，那么公司的主要的一些发电厂呢，也是分布在这些地区。从利用小时上看和发电量增长看，这些地区呢都是高出全国平均水平，在当地呢，利用小时和发电量的增长也都保持了这个正常的增长速度。从电价的水平来看呢。 是稳东啊，这个有升，也就是说我们在结算电价的时候，交易电量的部分这个比例在继续降低。那么从这样的一个结果看，经营业绩受到的影响主要是煤价这个上升的幅度影响比较大。
Well, just as you talked about, we have most of our power plants located in the coastal regions, such as in Zhejiang, Jiangsu, and Guangdong provinces. And also in these regions, the utilization hours and the power generation is larger than the average, the national average level. And also, for these power plants, the service level is to be adjusted up. And also for our power plants, the tradable power generation is the percentage is going to be down. So in this way, we can see that the profit decrease for our company in this the fourth quarter is mainly due to the coal price increase.
我补充一点就是，公司在二月份由于节日的影响啊，使得这个电量呢有这个比较大幅度的这个下降，这也是影响公司一季度业绩的一个负面的一个影响。
And also I add some reason is that in February, because of the festival's impact on our power generation decreased a lot compared to that of last year. So this may be another reason for the profit decrease.
喂，那么就是在这些地区是不是这些火电虽然我们基础比较优势，然后盈亏经常也就处在盈亏差不多盈亏平衡的这个位置了，没有太多的这个
利润空间啊。So initially, does that mean that this good power plant is just in a break-even level?
我是周辉，我来回答这个问题啊。你所说的这个经济比较发达的地区呢，这个利润角度也是比较高的，它的盈利状况也是比较好的。
And for your question, we see that in this power plants, the utilization hours and the power generation and also the profitability is comparatively good for, compared to that, those in other regions.
那周董就是我们公司主要的拖累我们业绩的是哪些电厂，能不能给我们介绍比如三个电厂，他们亏损比较多的，都亏多少
you provide us the details about which power plants are making a lot of loss and which power plants making profit.
我们目前呢就是说就地区来说呢，山东地区呢是亏损的，山东山西那是亏损的。
In terms of the region, our power plant located in Shandong and Shanxi province is making loss.
好，谢谢，我没有问题了。
下一位提问的是来自 Naval Wings 的王小兵，王小兵您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，管理层您好，我是美林证券的小兵啊。我有两个问题，第一个就是我看到公司今年虽然经营业绩下降比较多，但是好像这个经营现金流增长还是挺多的，就这个原因是什么？是不是因为就是说我们有很多那个我看好像有一个应付账款的大幅增加，是因为这个原因吗？然后第二个问题是我最近看到发改委发了一个预警吧，说是今年全年可能全国的那个电力供需可能会比较偏紧，尤其到那个用电高峰的时候，所以我想问一下，就说就管理层来讲，您觉得这个原因是什么？谢谢。
I have two questions. First is, we note that your profit for the first quarter decreased a lot, but your cash from the operating activities increased a lot. Is that because of the increase in the debt to be paid? And the second question is, the NERC has kind of expectation and forecast for the whole year's power generation and power demand. And they say that maybe in some peaking period, there will be some shortage in 2011. And could you talk about the reason for this?
好，我先来回答你的第一个问题啊，关于这个经营现金流增加，这个利润下降这个事呢，我想首先呢，这个利润和经营现金流是两个不同的概念，因为在经营现金流当中呢，是包含了这个折旧和利息的。
For your first question, I have to say that the two concepts is a different, because for the cash from the operating activities, including the depreciation and interest.
那么我们利润下降的主要原因呢，刚才高总也已经做了介绍，主要就是由这个材料成本提高引起的。那么除了这之外呢，当然还有一个呢，就是这个从去年十月份以来四次这个利率的提高。那么这对我们公司来说呢，这影响也比较大，增加了6亿多的这个财务费用。另外呢，随着去年新基础的投产，这个折旧费也增加，同比增加了3亿的折旧。
Also, for the profit decrease, besides Mr. Lin has mentioned the reason, we have since the October 2010, interest rate has increased and bring us a cost of interest rate fees around 600 million RMB. And also we have some newly added projects, so our depreciation increased about 300 million RMB.
刚刚你说到的这个关于这个电力形式电力供需形式的问题呢，我们认为呢，其实今年从整个火电的这个利用小时的水平来看，我觉得和去年呢这个综合的水平来看，是这个有一个增加。从一季度角度来看呢，我们大概增加了13%左右，12到13%左右这个水平。但是实际上从综合的情况来看呢，如果讲缺电的话，那我们认为呢，实际上是时段性的和局部的缺电，这不是一个这个全国范围的这个整体性的一个缺电，因为利用小时数大概在5200小时左右，所以它还不是一个这个全局性的这个缺电，它是一种局部性的低区域性带有季节性这样的一个形式。
For your question, second question, I want to say that for this year's forecast of utilization hour, we believe that this may be a little bit higher than that of last year. For the first quarter, this figure increased around 12 to 13%. But we can see in totally, there will be no shortage in the whole year for the power generation. And maybe there are some periods and some regions there will be some shortage.
好，谢谢管理层。大家好，下一位提问的是来自 CG Group Charles Wang。 Charles Wang 您可以提问了，谢谢。下一位提问的是来自 Mitchell Ho 的 Mitchell Ho。大家好，下一位提问的是来自香港的 Hacking， 您可以提问了，谢谢。 大家好，如需提问，请在话机上按星键等候，现星号键按一，谢谢。下一位提问者是来自里昂证券的 Julian。 Julian 您可以提问了，谢谢。
丽成你好，我是里昂证券的朱丽良。我有几个问题啊，第一个是想问一下，因为我看到今年一季度长青这边的话是没有发电量，我想问一下这个电厂是不是已经关掉了，那还有没有其他的一些关小的计划在今年。另外的话我有看到，就是我想问一下我们那个周总，就是今年一季度的感觉上税收和这个赋税的比例特别高，相对以往来看，我不知道这个什么原因，还有对今年以后的这个税率的情况大概上是一个什么样的估算。那另外呢我想请教一下，因为刚才管理层也提到过关于电价调整的问题，有说到就是其实一月一号的话已经有一部分调整了，那我想问一下一月一号的这个调整是怎么样的情况，那既然已经有过这样一个调整，那对后续今后的一个后续的这个电价调整的展望和预期是怎么样的，谢谢。
Well, I have three questions. First is, we know that your Changjin power plant has no power generation in the first quarter of this year. Could you provide us with the reason is this power plant has been shut down, and do you have any plans to shut down any other power generation units? The second is, we know that your tax rate for the first quarter is very high, so could you please provide us with the reason for this, and also the trend of the tax rate in the future? The third one is in terms of the tariff hike, and you mentioned that some part of the tariff hike has been made since the 1st January 2010. So could you talk about the details of this and also the outlook of the in the future?
这个我先回答一下你的这个长青电厂问题。长青的这个项目，因为公司有新的这个发展的计划，所以长青项目现在已经关停了，这个所以它今年没有产生电量。关于电价问题呢，刚才这个高总其实已经向大家介绍了，我们现在其实这个电价问题呢还要和政府的这个部门呢进行进一步的这个具体的对接，所以对今后有关涨的有关电价调整这些情况呢还很难预测。
For the Changjin power plant, because this power plant has been shut down because we have some new development plans in this site. So it does not have any kind of power generation in the first quarter. And for in terms of the trade, Mr. Gao has talked about right now that we're currently aware communicating and late with this with the government. So currently, it is hard for us to make the forecast.
这个至于税率的问题呢，这个可能是你是拿那个报表上的这个所得税去除上一个这个盈余的这个总额得出来的，那这样算呢实际上是跟我们实际的所交的这情况呢是有差异的。这个因为这个盈利的电厂是尤其是有限责任公司都是这个按每一个电厂来交，那么到公司里报表以后呢，这个报表上的这个盈利数呢是总体的一个盈利的汇总，这样的话呢基数就变了，所以这个是一个这个盈利结构的影响。从法定税率上来讲呢，这个应该是有限责任公司现在是25%，那么全资的公司呢今年是22%，这个没有什么变化。
谢谢。还有一个后续的问题，因为之前也说过，就是我们现在可能亏损的地区就是山东和山西，那从我们整个电厂的分布来看，现在的亏损面的情况大致上什么样的，还有就是说单位燃料成本这边的话大概同比的增幅大概是在什么水平，谢谢。
Your tax rate is very high because maybe you just simply calculate at the calculated with the tax rate and divided by the profit. But this is different from that because for our company the power plant just pay the tax separately and the statement will conclude and convert all of this.From the different power plants, so they have different base. For our company, currently the limited company tax rate is 25%, and the wholly owned power plants also is 22%. And this is not, there is no change for this. And also, the following question is about the loss-making power plants. You talk about that you have power plants in Shandong and Shanxi province making loss. Could you provide us the loss-making power plants in terms of your total power plants? And also, the unit fuel cost for your power plants in the first quarter.
关于这个亏损面的问题呢，如果按照我们合作的单位来算的话，这个一个电厂注册的一个电厂，一个合作的单位，那么亏损面是52%。单位燃料成本，这个一季度是这个每千千瓦时260.27块，同比增长了5.12%。
In terms of the loss-making power plant, currently about 52% making loss for the first quarter. And the unit fuel cost for the first quarter was 260.27 RMB per megawatt hour and increased by 5.12% year on year.
非常感谢。
大家好，下一位提问者是来自 UBS 的李小鹏。李小鹏，您可以提问了，谢谢。
那你们好，是 UBS 的童宇霄。我有五个问题。第一个问题是想问一下，如果说电价是从去年1月1号开始上调，那么我们在会计处理上是会把这些多的这些利润都记到今年，还是要做一个重数呢？包括今年一季度也是这样。然后第二个问题是，我想问一下，第一季度我们的资金成本大概在什么水平，同比涨了多少？第三个问题是想问一下，我们那个北京热电扩建的气电机组大概什么时候会投产？第四个问题是想问一下，我们的标煤单价一季度的具体数据是多少？然后刚才提到的那个全口径41.9%的重点煤比例和那个之前又说的69%的比例，这个有什么区别？我不太明白。最后一个问题是想请那个周总介绍一下新加坡和国内的就是各项成本具体是多少，然后新加坡对我们一季度的利润贡献是多少，其中有没有什么汇兑损益之类的数据，谢谢。
I have 5 questions. First is the tariff adjustment. So you talk about that some part of tariff has been adjusted since the 1st of January in 2010. So in the accounting, in the accounting statement, how do you deal with this? Will you restate this, or you just make this in this year's profit? And the second question is, what is the cash cost for the first quarter of this year? And the third question is, when will the Beijing Coal Generation, the new project, will put into operation? And the fourth question is, you talk about the standard coal price for the first quarter of this year. And also, you mentioned right now that the 41.9% for the coal contract and 59%, what is the difference between the two figures? And the fifth question is, you talk about the cost breakdown for the Singapore business and the domestic business. What is the contribution in terms of the profits for the Singapore business? And is there any kind of exchange gain?
我先来回答你前四个问题啊。这个第一个你问的是关于这个电费电价从这个10年1月1号调整是不是追溯的问题，这是不追溯调整，都记在这个2011年。第二个问题是这个资金成本，我们去年年到年底全年的资金成本是4.72%，那么今年一季度目前是5.03%。第三个这个标煤单价，标煤单价一季度是835.59，这个同比的话是涨了6.12%。关于新加坡的业绩呢，这个新加坡今年第一季度电量同比增长了3%，收入同比增长了23%，利润同比增长了26%，这个税后利润是2.41亿，这就是他对这个我们一季度业绩的一个贡献。那么这个 具体的关于这个成本的数据。
Well, I'll get you the tariff adjustment report. For the tariff adjustment since the first in January in 2010, this will bring us profit and which will be made in the total profit in 2011. And the second one is our tax cut for the whole year of 2010 was 4.73% and 5.43% for the first quarter of this year. And also the standard coal price the first quarter was 835.59 RMB per ton, increasing by 6.42%. And for the Singapore business, in the first quarter, the power generation increased 3%, and the revenue increased 23%. The net profit was 241 million RMB, increasing by 26%.
您刚才问这个境内外的具体的成本数据，我给你报一下数。这个燃料，这个境内是191亿，这个大市18亿1600。
For the cost, the fuel cost for domestic was 19.1 billion RMB and 1.816 billion RMB for the Singapore.
维修，这个维修境内3.64亿，这个新加坡是2600万。
For maintenance, 364 million RMB for domestic and 26 million RMB for the Singapore.
这个职工薪酬的话，境内27亿，这个大市13200。
And for the wages cost.2.7 billion RMB for domestic and 133 million for the Singapore.
其他的话，境内是折旧说错了，刚才这个是折旧啊，折旧是27亿境内，这个境外是13200，职工薪酬境内是7亿，境外是3400万。
Sorry, well, I have to make some correction on the figures that our wages cost, it was 2.7 billion RMB for the domestic and 132 million RMB for the Singapore. And this was for the depreciation. And the wages cost for the domestic was 700 million RMB and 34 million RMB for Singapore.
其他费用境内九一七，这个新加坡是18.12亿。
For the others, it was 970 million for the domestic and 1.882 billion RMB for Singapore.
那个还有两个问题。给你介绍一下，一个是你关心北京工程的这个建设，那北京工程建设现在很顺利，我们公司正在努力争取在今年，北京工程将投入生产，这是一个。第二个呢，刚刚林总所说的42%和60%有两个数据，42%讲的是今年一季度的重点合同的比例，69%讲的是今年一季度重点合同的兑现率。
Well, I had two questions. First is about the Beijing cogeneration. Currently, this construction, this project is under construction and the progress is in a smooth way. And we're trying to put this project into operation by the end of this year. And the second is you talk about two figures, 42% and 69%. The 42%, this was the contract coal percentage for the first quarter of this year.And then the 69% it was the fulfillment rate of the contract coal in the first quarter.
你好的，周总，我还想再追问一下，就是新加坡那边的那个电量收购的那个成本大概是多少啊？然后就是刚才说的2.4亿的贡献，另外贡献里面有没有汇兑损益这样的一次性项目？谢谢。
Also, a few people talk about whether your power purchase cost in Singapore, and also you talk about the 241 million RMB in profit. Is this including the exchange gain?
这个两亿四千亿已经把这个汇兑损失给跑掉了。
This net profit level has excluded the exchange gains.
另外一个问题，你问的是这个零售店的收入和成本是不是？
对，就是我们 H 股的报表里头那个便利收购成本。
这个是零售店的成本是一。17,936万，收入是18,8475万。
Well, for the power purchase cost for Singapore in the first quarter, was 1.77 billion RMB, and the revenue from this was 1.8 billion RMB.
好的，谢谢。
大家好，由于时间关系，请每位参会者只提两个问题，如需提问请在话机上按星键等候。下一位提问者是来自森林万国的于海，于海您可以提问了，谢谢。
我是森林万国证券的于海，我就想关注一下，就是说那个四月份到目前为止的情况，咱们那个复合率和三月份比是什么样的一个情况，以及咱们目前的库存情况，有哪些地区库存特别低的，到了一个什么样的水平？谢谢。
Now I have two questions. First is, could you talk about your power generation loading rate current since the April, and the comparing ratio with that level in the March? And the second one is, could you talk about the inventory levels currently?
这个公司一季度应该说复合率同比是有所增长的，那么进入四月份以后呢，应该说复合率是和一季度基本上还处在一个同等水平上，大约是在70%左右吧。
For the loading rate, for the first quarter, our loading rate increased compared that of last year, and in the April, this rate is in a stable way around 70%.
关于库存的问题呢，现在公司的总体库存平均在18天，目前库存相对来讲低一点，但是以这个华能来讲没有很低的电厂。
Well, in terms of the inventory levels, currently our inventory days is around 18 days, which is comparatively lower than the average level.But for our power plant, there is no power plant which has a very low inventory level.
相对低的地区是在华东地区。
And comparatively, in central part of China, our power plant has a lower inventory level.
不好意思，我再问一下，就是第一个问题，咱们那个三月份的基本负荷率水平是在什么水平？
I have one question about loading rate. Could you provide us the loading rate in?March.
我们稍微查证一下以后给你一个准确的数字。
好，谢谢。
I'll give you the figure in the following.
大家好，下一位提问者是来自 CICC 的列杰，列杰您可以提问了，谢谢。
你好，是我们听到吗？喂。
你好，能听到，请说。
中金公司李杰。我有两个问题想问一下管理层，就关于就是一环电厂的，就是说今年就是一季度那个浙江的用电形势比较好嘛，然后我看一环就一季度的发电量也非常不错，而且在一环一季度它的盈利情况是怎么样，然后第二个问题就是说 想问一下，就是说玉环电厂对公司对全年，就是说华东地区的利用小时有什么这样的一个判断？就是。
I have two questions. First is, we say that the utilization hours in Zhejiang province is very good. So, could you talk about the profit level in Zhejiang province, especially your power plant, Yuhuan power plant? And the second is, could you talk about your expectation for the utilization hours in the region, in the central part of China?
我来回答你第一个问题，玉华电厂之前利润2亿7,600,000,234。
For the Yuhuan power plant profit in the first quarter, it was 236 million RMB for the before tax profit and 234 RMB for the after tax profit.
好，我是高顺，这个先补充回答上面的一个问题啊。公司的一季度这个负荷率啊是70%。那么下边这个问的问题呢，关于这个绿换电厂的利用小时，我们11年的安排是6400小时，那么同比是提高的。
Well, for the loading rate for first quarter is around 70%, and also the using hours for our power plant in Zhejiang Yuhuan, we anticipate this will be around 6,400 hours in 2011.
好，谢谢管理层。我想再追加问一下，就是说觉得公司对三季度的业绩有讲怎么样的判断，就是感觉会环比有所提升，因为电量上涨了，然后就是点火价差方面应该可能会有所改善，不知道我这样判断是不是正确，向管理层能。
Also,since the surge oil will be adjusted, so could you talk about what is your profitability in the third quarter of this year?
您问的是对后三个季度的展望吗？
对，尤其是就是三季度吧，就是江浙地区。
啊，几季度？
三季度。
三季度。
对。
对三季度的展望。
对。第三季度。
第三季度的展望，这事儿有点难哈，现在第二季度还没过呢。不过是这样，我们觉得是这样，从现在的情况来看呢，有三个情况我们可以共同关注哈。第一个情况呢，就是现在的电量的增长呢还是比较强劲的。我们预计呢，全年的电量增长呢还是会在2位数以上啊，或者达到12%或13%左右。这个一点呢，我觉得我们应该可以期盼的。第二个呢，就是现在来看呢。煤价公司煤价的看到的煤价的情况呢，基本平稳。我想呢，这是第二个。那么从这个角度来说呢，我们现在这个在现在这个时机里头呢，我们为了在二季度末或者说二季度中这个迎风就是电这个季节的这个发电高峰呢，我们会加强一些煤炭的采购，这样的话呢，可以比较有效的控制采购的成本。第三条呢，就是刚刚大家提到的电价，在调整，那么电价的随着电价调整这个形势的明朗，以及这个最后的这个电价的整个测算的这个明朗呢，我相信呢会对公司的整个的收益呢会有正面的推动。所以我们结合这三点来看呢，如果你要展望三季度形势来话呢，我们觉得跟一季度相比，我们觉得是乐观的。
嗯，好，谢谢管理层。
Actually, it's hard to make a forecast in terms of the operational situation in the third quarter of this year, but we can focus on the following three factors. The first is we can see that the power generation this year will be very strong compared to that of last year. We forecast that the whole year's growth rate will be around 12-13%. We believe that, that this figure can be achieved. The second is in terms of the coal price.We believe this year, the whole year's coal price will be in a stable way. Maybe in the peaking period of the coal consumption, we will enhance our coal purchase and to control our fuel cost. The third one is in terms of the tariff adjustment. Maybe after the tariff adjustment plan and the details of the calculation was determined. Maybe this will give us a positive impact on our profit. Upon the above three factors, we believe that the third quarter's operation situation will be better than that in the first quarter of this year.
Yeah, a couple of questions. First of all, the obvious follow-up to the last question is how the second and fourth quarters look. The next question I had is, I wonder if you could go into the tax rate a little bit more. I'm getting an effective tax rate for the first quarter of 43% versus 18 to 19% sequentially and year on year. I understand that you're rolling up your power stations, but clearly one or more of those power stations are paying tax at a high rate. I wonder if you could explain why. Thank you.
Sorry, can you please about your first question?
Oh, sure. You were given guidance that you're expecting the third quarter to be better. I wonder if you could pop in on the second and the fourth quarter as well. And I guess within that, obviously the monetary policy is attempting to slow the economy right now. Maybe you could comment on why you're not seeing any power generation consumption growth slow down.
那么我有两个问题。首先呢，第一个就是刚才管理层提到，那么我们综合一些因素以后，三季度这个经营情况会可能会好于这个第一季度的情况。那么结合这个整体那个就是国家宏观经济的这个发展，还有这个经济增长的水平的话，那么公司那个二季度和四季度这个经营情况是怎么样的？那么第二个问题呢，就是关于这个税率啊。还有就是可能一季度的税率非常高，那么测算下来差不多有40%多，那么这个是一个什么样的一个结果导致这么高的一个水平？那么那个同比的来讲也是比较高的一个结果，请那个管理层介绍一下这个今年和去年这个区别。
我们觉得在二季度和四季度的经营状况也会比一季度要好一些。
And considering the fact that we believe that the operational situation in the second quarter and the fourth quarter of this year will be also better than that in the first quarter.
实际缴纳的税率呢，并不是你计算的这么高，因为计算的刚才我已经讲了，仅仅你是按照我的报表的数据来计算。那么我们实际上在税收缴纳的过程当中呢，有两种方式，因为公司有两类电厂，一类是全资电厂，一类是控股电厂。控股电厂呢是按照每一个电厂就地纳税，有几个电厂，只要你是盈利的就要交税。那么全资电厂呢是汇总到公司总部统一纳税。所以因为你在这个交的过程当中，有控股电厂是这个只要有盈利都要交，那么到报表合并以后，你看到的是盈利已经抵去了这个亏损以后的一个数字，所以这分母的基数就变得小了，使得税率高了。这是一个各个电厂盈利结构造成的问题，不是实际税率提高。
Actually, for the effective tax rate, actually the actual rate for the tax is lower than the 43%, because this figure is calculated just simply according to the statement. Actually, for our company, we have two kinds of power plants. The first kind is the wholly owned power plants, and the second kind is the power plant that we have controlling states. And for the wholly owned power plants, the tax will be paid after we conclude all these power plant profits. And for the controlling power plants, these power plants will pay the tax separately by themselves. So in the total, after the consolidation of these power plants, maybe some of the loss will be excluded from the profit. So that makes the smaller base of these calculations. So the structure is different for calculation. So is the difference for the tax rate.
So it's a timing difference you'd expect to smooth out over the course of the year?
Right. Right. Excuse me?
So is it that the tax rate is a timing difference you would expect to smooth out over the course of the year?
那么就是公司预计那么接下来今年那个就是这个税率会有一个什么样的发展。法定的税率是不会变的，这个有限责任公司目前在20%，全资的目前是22%纳税。那么刚才我已经讲了，你这个刚才讲的税率只是这个合并报表的一个计算结果的税率，跟我们这个实际交纳的这个情况是不一样的。 这个之所以显得这个税率高，是因为亏损的建厂，刚才已经讲了，再到 52.3% 这么一个亏损面，把我们盈利建厂的这个利润数给抵减了。所以呢，如果直接的拿这个所得税去除上这个盈利数，使得税率减大了。Well,
actually, for the lawful tax rate is definite, and 25% for the limited company, and for 23% for the wholly owned power plant. And of course, you may make the calculation according to the consolidated statement, and this figure is different from our actual rate for the tax. And also, we talked about that we have 52.3% power plant making loss. So these power plants have deducted our profitable power plants. So, according to this, you may make the calculation in a different way, and this figure will be different from our actual rate, tax rate.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. 大家好，下一位提问者是来自SWS Research Daniel Huang。
哎，管理层好，能听得到吗？
能听到，请讲。
啊，其实我要问的问题，前面的那些同行们都已经帮我问过了，所以非常感谢管理层的回答。
Actually, I have what was the question I want to ask has been replied by your management. So thanks for your reply.
谢谢你今天来参加今天的会。
Thanks for your attending the conference call.
Morgan Stanley 的 Eva 侯 ，Eva 侯，您可以提问了，谢谢。
王先生你好，我都是那个 Morgan Stanley 侯俊，我有几个问题。第一个问题是我想知道一下我们第一季度境内建厂的利用小时，还有我们全年利用小时的目标和发电量的目标。第二个问题，就是在那个我们今年一季度的业绩里面，我看到就是财务费用同比10年的四季度的话上涨了25%，我想知道这个就是这个主要原因就是在现在就是那个银行有信贷紧缩的情况，就是说我们现在的新增贷款可以享受那个10%的那个利率的下浮，然后我们老的那个就是老的贷款的话就是在新的一年重新续的时候还能不能享受这个10%的价值。然后第三个问题我想问一下，就是刚才提到有一些电价可以自述，有一小部分电价可以自述到今年第一年的1月11日，然后我们现在的那个报表里面利润表里面有没有反映就是追溯的这一小部分利润。然后最后一个问题就是说在那个2016年的业绩发布会上，管理层也提到要今年要收购一些就是煤矿的股权，然后我想问一下就是这个收购的进展怎么样，谢谢。
Well, I have four questions. The first is, can you talk about your utilization hours for the first quarter of this year, and also your forecast for the utilization hours and the power generation target of this year? The second is that we can see that the financial fees for the first quarter of this year increased 25% compared to the fourth quarter of last year. And is there any reason in terms of the tides in the money market in China? And currently for your company, do you have any kind of problems in terms of the interest rate discounts for the new loans? And also, do you have difficulties to maintain this level for your old loans to be maintained? And the third question is for the tariff level, and you just mentioned that since the January 1st of 2011, the tariff has been adjusted. So the first quarter statement reflected this profit. And the fourth question is, in your annual meeting of the 2010 results, you have talked about that you are going to acquire some interest in the coal mines. Can you talk about the progress right now?
Okay. 那么全年的利用小时是5500小时，实际一季度完成情况是1328小时，这是公司的平均利用小时。那么其中煤机呢是1369小时。
So, well, for our target of utilization hours this year, it is 5,500 hours, and the power generation target for the whole year was 315 billion kilowatt hours, and our first quarter utilization hours averagely around 1,328 hours, and 1,359 for our coal-fired power plant.
所以这个超费用呢，确实这个同比增加了比较，这个数字比较大，增长了54%。那么这里头呢有两个原因，一个呢是因为去年我们有信息投产。那么这个信息投产以后，原来资本化的这个利息呢，全部转为了当期的财务费用，这一块呢就有3亿多。那么另一个原因呢，这个就是这个国家宏观调控这个利率增加、利率调整这个引起的，这个总的这个财务费用里头这6亿里头呢，这个利息支出呢，这个新息加老息加起来增加了7.5亿。那么剩下的1.8亿呢，是由于汇兑损失。因为去年这个我们有一些汇兑收益，今年呢这个汇兑收益没了。另外呢，大四在套期保值方面账面上呢有8300万的这个浮亏，这样呢再加上去年有一个将近8000万的这个收益，一比较就出来了将近1.7亿的汇兑损失，所以两个加起来呢就达到了6亿多。
Well, in terms of financial phase, actually it increased 54% year on year. This may be due to the following three reasons. The first is the newly added power plants, because for these power plants, the original interest rate which can be capitalized can change to the financial phase. This will be amount around 300 million. And the second reason is along with the tight measures in terms of the interest rate. This bring us a financial fees increase around 455 million RMB. And the third one is we have some exchange loss compared to last year's exchange gain. And also the US power has made some loss. And totally, we make exchange loss around 170 million RMB.
关于这个目前贷款的情况呢，由于这个目前银根收紧，贷款规模受控，所以这个资金成本呢也是在不断的上升。那么原来我们这个取得的下浮10%的这个优惠利率呢，这个现在基本上很难取得，除了个别好的项目，我们还有5%左右的下浮以外，
基本上其他的一些项目呢，这个如果没盈利状况不是很好的，基本其实都是基准利率。
In terms of the loan interest rate, along with the tightness in the money market and our interest rate is increased a lot, and currently it's hard for us to maintain the 10% discount in terms of the interest rate. And for our some of our top banks, which is have a higher profitability, can maintain about 5% discount in terms of the base rate. For the tariff adjust of this year, the profit the profit arising from this adjustment will be including this year's profit. It will not restate.
另外呢，关于这个刚刚问到的煤矿的这个收购方面的问题呢，到目前为止我们还没有可以公布的消息。
In terms of the coal mines acquisition, currently there is no detailed information to be disclosed.
对，还有那个财务费用的话，那个公司有没有测算过，就是盈利基点的那个利率的增长会影响利润有多少？
Do you talk about the calculation that one basis point increase in the interest rate will have what kind of impact on the company's profit?
因为目前国内利率调整呢都是按25个基点来调，所以我们的测算也是按25个基点来测。假如说把这个25个基点这个设定为是从1月1号开始调整的话，那么对我们全年的这个影响就是将近3个亿的盈利。
Well, because currently the central bank adjusted the interest rate according to 25 basis points. So we make the calculations according to this change that since if the 25 basis points interest rate will be adjusted since the January the 1st in this year, that will, this will give an impact in the profit around 300 million IMB.
谢谢管理层的回答，没有问题了。
Thanks.
好，谢谢各位的提问，也感谢管理层，包括公司董事、总经、副总经理范佳佳先生以及各位管理层的解答。再次感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司有限公司2011年第一季度业绩发布会，我们期待下次业绩时再会。Thank you so much for all the questions and participation today. We are looking forward to meeting you in our next week announcement of the company. Thank you all. Bye.
谢谢。
谢谢。
大家好，感谢大家参加今天的电话会议，祝大家工作愉快，谢谢。